boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
For being the honesty police around here, you tried to convince me to take credit for something I didn't even do.
Oh, yeah.
So, our coworker Kylie passed off some snacks to me. She's like, these aren't really up my alley. Would you eat them? And I was like, sure, I'll try them. I'll also just keep them in my office because me and Destiny prepped the show before we're on the air in there. And maybe she'll want some of these snacks or she'll take some home to Neighbor Man or whatever. Yeah, you can leave them in here. So I put them over on the desk that you sit at when we are working on the show before we come on the air. And you walk in and you go, for me?
I got excited. I thought she got me something. She cared.
I was honest. And I'm like, no, they actually came from Kylie. She didn't want them. So help yourself. And you're like, why wouldn't you just say yes? I surprised you.
Take the credit.
Well, I didn't know. I was trying to be honest. I would hate for you to find out that it wasn't really me and be like, wow, she lied. That's crazy.
Can I tell you a story about taking credit?
Sure.
So back in elementary, I was dating a boy. And one day, there was a coat that was randomly put in my locker. And I was like, oh, why is this coat put in my locker? It's a nice coat. He's like, I bought it for you. I was like, oh, my boyfriend bought me a coat that is so sweet. Turns out he didn't buy it for me. It was the teacher that bought it for me. But I didn't know this at first. I thought my boyfriend bought it for me in elementary.
And his name is? do we want to shout him out for this kind gesture? I don't know. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to.
Okay, nope.
Okay, if Siri isn't messing with me, it's 69 hours and 58 minutes until our catwalk. You think the math is math in front of that?
I just heard you Google it 5 seconds ago, so I think that's as accurate as we're going to get.
1 p.m. this Sunday at McGrath Amphitheater. It is those girls' first ever catwalk.
Bring your cat if you have one. Just make sure they're safe in a stroller or carrier, backpack.
Leash.
Yeah. Or if you don't have a cat, guess what? You can still come. You can wear your favorite cat t-shirt. You can wear cat ears. You don't have to wear cat anything. You can just come show up and hang out with a bunch of other cat lovers.
Absolutely. We're going to be taking a stroll through the loop at McGrath Amphitheater. Now, you can do one. You could do four, which four is a mile around McGrath Amphitheater. Lots to know about the big day. The first 25 to 30 people with a cat is going to get a swag bag for your cat.
Mm-hmm. We have Cedar Valley Humane Society coming on site with information on adoptable cats. Plus, you can make a free will donation that's going to go towards them and our Stuff the Wagon campaign. So check out their wish list of items on KZIA.com.
We've also got the mayor, Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell, going to be on site at 1 o'clock to do a proclamation proclaiming that every last Sunday moving forward in September is those girls' catwalk day.
It's going to be a really, really fun time, and you do not want to miss out on it. So if you want all of the details in one place and you want to let us know that you're coming, you can do that on Facebook.
Yeah, you go to our Z102.9 Facebook page, check out the pinned post. It's an event page. It's got more details there. Plus, you can just let us know you're coming right there.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One thing you need to know about those girls in the afternoon is that we love a beverage.
Oh, we do.
Coffees to dirty sodas. I mean, if it's a TikTok trend, loaded waters, I mean, we are on it.
Yeah, we are.
Almost all the time. And I have to know if you've seen the heavy soda trend.
No.
Okay, so it's really quite simple. And this seems to be a southern-ish thing. Missouri is what I keep seeing.
I lived in Missouri.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Okay, so they say that there are gas stations in southern Missouri who offer heavy sodas. And by that, they mean they're extra syrupy on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Like so sweet to the point that it won't even melt ice because there's that much syrup in them. And there's a lot of like discourse of whether or not this is real. You know, people always say McDonald's has the best Sprites and Cokes.
They do.
They're extra crispy. So everybody's always like, gosh, do they have like extra fizz or is it extra syrup? What is that like magical touch they put on it? And a lot of people think it's like a heavy soda. So now there's gas stations in Missouri offering it.
I hate to admit that. I think I would like this.
My teeth hurt thinking about it with how much sugar and sweetness it would be, but I low-key think I would really enjoy this.
Let me tell you two things about Missouri when I lived there. I lived in Columbia, Missouri, which is near Jefferson City. If that tells you anything, nope. You're probably like, no, huh? What?
Don't know.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't know anything. One thing that I really liked drinking in Columbia is, and I don't know how this was legal, but it was, I would go to this place. And what they served was alcoholic to-go beverages. It was like Slurpees, but it was alcoholic. And it was like, it had like three shots of like tequila and it was like Slurpees. And it was so good. And you know what was funny? It was right across from the police station. So you would go in, you would order, again, it was like a Slurpee and it'd have like three different shots in it. And then you'd leave and right across the street was the police station and you'd go home with your Slurpee. In the car. You just try not to drink it while you're driving.
Oh, God.
That was Missouri.
I don't think it's a real place. I don't.
What? Where I drank that?
Missouri in general.
That's why it's called Misery.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I feel like my feelings are kind of hurt by you today.
Why? What'd I do?
Because you absolutely shamed me for the choices I was going to make for my lunch.
They were not the best options.
Well, so I normally like meal prep and stuff, and I'm really on top of my game. Not the case this week, all right? It's bigger fish to fry.
It's not one of those weeks for us.
I'm not going to have fish for lunch this week. So I was not prepared. I was not prepared this morning. I did not feel like making the pasta salad that I, you know, planned on doing. So I was like, okay, I'll just make sure that I like make time to grab lunch once I get to work. And I know better than to not go get something without telling Destiny or she gets really mad at me.
It's like the end of the world over here.
So I have to say, I'm going here. Do you want anything? So I went back to your office. Hey, I didn't bring lunch. I'm going to run to the gas station to get something to eat. Do you want anything? Because I thought I was being a good friend. And you go, oh, gas? You're going to the gas station? I'm like, yeah, why not? I'm not that hungry. I just kind of wanted like snacky stuff anyways. And you absolutely shamed me into making a different decision.
Because I was like, we need to get like a 4-10 course meal. What are you talking about? I know you're not hungry, but we need a 4-10 course meal.
You, I think verbatim said, well, I would get something if you were getting something more fun. I'm like, whoa, whoa, this is personal.
And so we did. We went to McDonald's. We got food. We got ice cream. It was awesome. It was
yeah, but now next time I'm just not even gonna tell you.
What do you mean you're not gonna tell me?
Because you literally were like,
you got ice cream out of it. What are you talking about?
No, I didn't. I got fries.
Oh yeah, you didn't get ice cream. Me and Spencer got it.
And you know what I would have gotten at the gas station? Candy. So you robbed me of my experience.
Girl being a Karen, I'm telling you, if you want things in life, cry. Cry, 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 cry. That's how I've gotten out of speeding tickets. That's how I've gotten so many things in life.
I feel should be a name for that. So I'm going to brainstorm as you're speaking.
Well, I had a horrible day. We're not going to talk about what happened yesterday, but it was bad. And I came home yesterday and I cried to my boyfriend. And let me tell you, I got so much free crap out of him.
Oh, God.
It was amazing. I think I might just say I have a bad day every day to get free crap out of my boyfriend. Started with poke bowl for dinner. Mm. Oh, God, I love a poke bowl. Then he just swings on over to Fairway and he's like, what kind of sweet treat do you want? I was like, oh, honey, do I want a sweet treat?
Oh, my God.
Let's go to the bakery. And then I got myself a no-bake cookie.
Oh.
Well, not no bake cookies. I should say cookies. I'm having one for dinner again tonight.
Okay.
The only thing he did fail on was that he didn't give me any flowers. That's, we're going to work on that. But yeah, I am just going to keep on. I think I'm sad right now. I don't know what I'm sad. What am I sad about right now? We got to think of another thing to be sad about.
I do fear what? At some point he's going to say, get over it. You know what I mean?
Well, for at least 2-3 more weeks, I'm going to cry every day just to him, just so I can continue to get free crap out of him. What? Why are you looking at me like that? The man's got money.
I guess if it keeps you quiet, getting you a little Dove chocolate or something, you might do it.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
The gasp, I just gasped looking out the window. Yeah, it is now. Do you remember, unfortunately, we had a loss out in the front yard?
Do I need a plane?
No, because I do think it'll turn around. I guess hit it quickly.
Okay, I got you.
We lost a tree.
We are gathered here today.
No, we already gathered.
Sorry.
We're not gathered today.
It was a tree that was marked because it was like all sort of out of whack.
It's still marked.
Well, they got rid of the tree.
But did you see the stump is marked?
They got all sorts of flags out there now. I don't know what's happened. This is new.
What do you mean they got flags out
there? They got flags out where the tree was.
Are they out now? Hello?
Yes, there's orange ones.
But are there people out there?
No. No, there's no people. But
what were the flags for?
I don't know. Maybe where a new one's going to get put.
Are they at half staffed?
Dude, I don't know.
To be respectful, I think they should be for our tree that is no longer with us.
There's orange flags.
I'm sorry, but they should. I'm going to have to call them. Now I'm mad.
I'm just hoping that a new tree shows up.
That's what my hope is. Can I put in a request? Can we get a pear?
A pear tree?
Can we get a pear tree? Sorry.
Sure, I don't care.
City of Cedar Rapids, can we get a pear tree?
I don't know.
Apple.
They're going to give you anything after this rampage you just went on.
A pear or apple?
I thought this was exciting and you just ruined it.
Pear or apple, please.
You're supposed to love your partner, you know, in the high moments and then maybe the not so high moments.
Mm-hmm.
I just would rather not hear about my not so adorable, lovely, beautiful moments.
So your ugly moments.
Well, yes, precisely. I don't want to know about the weird or gross things that I do in my sleep or that I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to be the perfect angel in your eyes. Not you. Well, yeah, definitely not you.
Trust me, you're the devil in mine.
No, I do be knowing that. But my boyfriend Curly told me this morning that I had gone to bed and he like brought in my, I asked him to refill my water because I am a princess.
Me too.
And he did. And he's like, okay, I'm going to like go do litter and maybe game a little bit, but I'll be to bed soon. I'm like, okay, great. Apparently he went and did the cat litter and stuff, came back and I was passed out within 5 minutes. You know, that's rare for me. So this was a win, but he was just like, whoa, you're in like REM sleep in that amount of time. So he left me alone and then he came to bed. And normally if I'm already asleep, he says that I like always adjust because now somebody's in the bed. I don't know. It's like you're out subconscious. Yeah. You move around and he goes, you roll over and you go, because you were drooling.
That's disgusting, Taylor.
In your sleep.
That is disgusting.
And he told me that this morning. I'm like, first of all, didn't need to know that. Second of all, they used to love me.
You're not, respectfully, I'm going to act as you if you don't mind. Respectfully, as my significant other, you don't need to tell me that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't need to know that you know that I just did that. Like, I don't need you, that's going to be the same thing as, respectfully, you don't need to know that I go doo-doo, right? Like, the men aren't supposed to know women doo-doo, right?
Yeah, we don't need to.
You're supposed to have this imagination that we don't poo, okay? So, also, we don't drool. And if you ever hear us drool or doo-doo, no, you didn't. We're beautiful princesses, and we don't do anything gross.
That's what I'm saying.
Period.
But he can't take it back. And now that I know that he knows that I was drooling in my sleep.
So, we got to build a machine to wipe his brain. That's what we got to do. I'm sure the FBI has something.
No, you know what? I'll just wait till he does something gross in his sleep and then
put it back on him.
Perhaps take photo or video evidence.
Well, then you'll have evidence, which is even worse. You can manipulate him.
Okay, this took a turn. Thanks.
No joke. I think I might have to teach my boyfriend, neighbor man, how to propose to me.
I'm scared of whatever's coming next.
Because last night, I had to teach him how to surprise me.
Uh-huh.
Which makes me think he might not even know how to propose to me. Let me just paint a picture to tell you how this all went down. So you know that I really want to buy a recliner for his gaming room because right. He wants me to be in the room with him because that's what he calls bonding, right? Mm-hmm. While he games, I'm just in there bonding.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I wanted a recliner, but I went to a secondhand store and it was $269.
That's still a lot of money.
A lot of money. We went to Menards, our favorite store, right? And it was $399. And I'm like, that's cool. That's a decent price for a recliner. So we almost bought it. But the problem was, it wasn't going to fit in our car. And I said to him, well, why don't you borrow your parents' truck? And then we'll be able to get this recliner. I imagined it in my head. That was the problem, that I thought maybe he would, when he was off on Monday, he'd borrow his parents' truck, go to Menards, get the recliner that I fell in love with, and then bring it home, put it together, and I'd come home to the recliner. I didn't. Mm-hmm. So last night I said to him, I go, you know, I actually kind of thought you'd surprise me with the recliner on Monday. And he goes, you know what? That is a smart idea. I could have borrowed their truck and I could have surprised you with it. I'm like, you're freaking kidding me. You're joking. You didn't think about this? Mm-hmm. Man, what is in your noggin? Seriously, what is up there? And so I turn to him. I go, am I going to have to actually plan the engagement too? Am I going to have to?
Oh, nice.
What? So now he's like, he's saying it's a good idea. So now he says he's probably going to do it. But I've already ruined the surprise.
Well, to be fair, I feel like if he would have done that, you would have been like, why are you spending that money without telling me? You know what I mean?
I already yelled at him about that last week for something else, Taylor.
Okay, so you're crazy.
I gave our coworker, Spencer, some unsolicited lessons on how to treat his girlfriend.
I'm sure he loved that because who doesn't love unsolicited advice? Am I right, people?
Here's what happened. So yesterday I had a bad day and I texted my boyfriend, neighbor man, and I said, I want bad dinner. What bad dinner means, I want fast food. Mm-hmm. I want takeout. I want to sit down at a restaurant. I don't want to eat at home.
Anything but home.
I want to be bad. Okay. And he said, you already did that with Chick-fil-A the other day.
Oh, snap.
There's still that steak left if you'd like some of that. I was like, oh, heck no. I'm having a bad day. You don't tell me that. No, 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 no. Now, here's the reason. And before you start, like, thinking thoughts, okay? He's supposed to do that because I tell him to do that. I tell him constantly, like, please tell me that there's things at home because I need to not mm-hmm. be eating out all the time. So he was doing the right thing. However, when I'm having a bad day, don't do that to me.
Right. So you're darned if you do and darned if you don't.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I call him as soon as he sends me that text message. And I said, I understand that you're supposed to do that. Not on days like today when I'm having a bad day. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. We're going to be bad. Okay. And so then he goes, okay, yeah. We'll go get bad food. And then it's funny is as I'm having that conversation with him, our coworker Spencer happens to call me. So I get off the phone with my boyfriend, neighbor man, and I call Spencer back and I go, well, let me give you a lesson, Spencer, on how you treat your girlfriend. And he goes, I wanted to talk to you about something about work. And I go, well, I'm going to give you a lesson quick about
it. He's probably like, I wanted to talk to you about the copier here and how it was mm-hmm. jammed, but I guess I'll take the lesson.
You're like, you know, how we always complain at, you know, like Thanksgiving dinner when people are like, yeah, you need to pull it together and have children.
Yeah.
That's you.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I really envy people on TikTok who can, like, go out and do things in public by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And don't feel weird about it or awkward. And more recently, I've seen a lot of people talking about this AMC screen unseen situation. Basically, at these specific movie theaters, AMC theaters, they will put out a mystery movie at a discount price that hasn't, like, hit the full theaters yet, so you get a little bit early, but you don't know what movie you're going to see when you're walking into it. It's a mystery. The only thing that you get to know is if it's, like, PG-13 or rated R, mm-hmm. and if it's a horror movie or not. So this girl is like, I'd really like to do this by myself, because you don't know what movie you're walking into. It might be really good, and it might be really, really bad. And she said a lot of other people end up going by themselves, too, in the theater and watching this mystery movie as, like, a solo date. And I'm low-key kind of jealous of this.
That is cool.
Although I don't think I could do it if it was a horror movie. I'm glad they disclosed that. But if I got that, I would be like, this one's not for me.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to go into a horror movie. I'm a big baby. And nobody would want me to. I do swear.
That's correct. I also don't think you
would be like, who let her in?
I wouldn't want you to go if it was like a sappy, sad movie either. Because you would have an emotional breakdown to who? A stranger?
I'd be like, yeah. That one ex did the exact same thing to me. How are you doing during this movie?
Like, who's this trauma dumping lady?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I've admitted it before. I cheated in algebra and geometry in high school. Not proud of it. Mm-hmm. Would not recommend. Maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
No, do your schoolwork.
Do your schoolwork, kids. Come on now. And my parents also helped me cheat.
Really?
Okay. Don't act like your parents didn't also help you cheat. I think everybody's parents helped them with a school project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they? Mm-hmm. Or is it just mine? So it's funny. I told you earlier that I was sad last night. So my boyfriend, you know, took me over to Fairway and we got no-bake cookies because I just wanted like a sweet treat. And then on the way home, I was like, let me tell you a story. I started a trauma dump, but this isn't even a trauma dump. But I told him a story about how I don't even remember what the school project was. I think it was something along the lines you had to learn how to do something and then you had to teach the other kids in the class what you learned.
Yeah.
And so you had to type it up, step-by-step process. And what I learned was how to bake I didn't really learn. That's the problem. How you bake a no-bake cookie. And I say I didn't really learn because I baked it's funny because everybody in the class most of us did like a baking thing so that we could share
our treats
with everybody else in the class. I baked 8 different times no bake cookies and failed every single time that my dad, I think, was fed up because I was wasting so much food. I made so much of a mess that at one point my dad's like, all right, get out of the kitchen. I'm going to bake the no bake cookies.
Okay, I'm confused because you keep saying bake the no bake cookies.
You know what I mean, Taylor.
So you didn't bake them?
You know how you cook them, okay? The no bake cookies. You cook the whatever, you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Do you not know how to bake no bake cookies?
No.
You do them on the stove. You do them on the stove. Okay. So you bake learn them. How to do okay. no bake
well,
cookies.
Okay? I should have attended your dad's assignment, I suppose.
Okay. Just a couple minutes ago, I was telling you about how my dad helped me with a school project. And that was my project was something along the lines of learning how to do something. And that was how to make no bake cookies and then teaching your classmates what you learned. And Taylor, for the life of her, outside of that, what we talked about on air, when the microphones got turned off, she was like, I'm still not understanding what a no-bake cookie is. Like, how did you make that? I'm like, Taylor, on the stove. She's like, what?
You're making no sense because why is it a no-bake cookie? But you keep saying, I was baking no-bake cookies. What?
Have you never had one?
I have no idea. If it looks like a cookie, it's just a cookie to me.
Have you never had a no-bake cookie?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Taylor, let's start with... I almost brought you one today. I should have listened to the universe.
Can I Google? Yeah, I'm getting lost.
The universe told me to give you one, and I should have. Taylor, you start with... And someone's going to totally destroy me on the internet. Or on the
internet, my God.
On the text line. You've had one, haven't you? You have, haven't you?
Yeah. Why was I picturing like a chocolate chip cookie that you just, it just zap, it's suddenly a cookie. The,
where are you in 2025?
I don't
well,
know.
Well, I mean 2055. Okay. Someone's going to destroy me on the text line. I believe, and I'm going to say I believe, you start with a pot on the stove with
oats, cocoa, peanut butter, sugar, and butter.
Yes.
And then they dry.
Yes. And that's because it doesn't go in the oven. That's why it's called no bake.
So, but can you stop saying I baked no bake cookies?
Okay. I cooked.
You melted them. That's what you did. You melted it together in a pot.
Let's be so freaking literal here.
Look, I'm just trying to make sure nobody else is stupid like me and you're gets like, confused.
It's like sitting next to a Harvard student. What, did you go to Harvard?
Well, clearly not.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.